You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up tonight after 7, it's Ken Rudin's Political Junkie.
First, wherever you are in Wisconsin, you can likely find some art to enjoy. It might be murals in downtown Milwaukee or live theater in Chippewa Falls. Many of the state's art projects and facilities receive significant federal support from the National Endowment for the Arts.
However, recent reports from Washington say that President Trump's upcoming budget will propose eliminating the NEA, which is operating on a budget of about $149 million this year. Also facing possible elimination is its sibling organization, the National Endowment for the Humanities.
Liz DiNovella joins us now. She's a cultural critic and digital reporter based in Madison. She's co-author of a recent article for Tone Madison looking into the flow of federal money to art projects here in the state. Liz, welcome to Central Time.
It's great to be here.
Well, how much support does Wisconsin generally get from the National Endowment for the Arts and throw in the Endowment for the Humanities while you're at it?
Well, from 2010 to 2016, the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities gave a combined $31 million to Wisconsin.
And how does that get allocated through the state?
Most of it gets allocated through, for the arts, something called the Wisconsin Arts Board. And for the humanities, it's the Wisconsin Center for Humanities. And so they act as the institution that sort of regrants things.
So it's kind of a pass-through from the
yes.
federal government through the state board. Can you give a sense of what kind of things happen with that money in Wisconsin? What do we see from that?
Well, there's all sorts of different programs that you see, and you will see that large parts of the budget actually go to the larger cities, such as Milwaukee and here in Madison. You see things going to Arts Madison, to the Festival Choir, to the Children's Theater of Madison. And then you also see it if you look into different places in different counties. If you look in Chippewa, the Chippewa Valley Cultural Association got some money from them. The Kickapoo Cultural Exchange got a small amount of money from them out in Crawford County. The Portage Center for the Arts got a couple thousand dollars, and that's in Columbia County. So a lot of it is actually spread out throughout the state.
And I learned from the piece you co-wrote that Wisconsin, a Wisconsinite, played a role in making sure that federal arts funding didn't just go to the big cities.
Exactly, and that was... I have the example of it right here. It was Robert Gard.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to do that. UW professor Robert Gard helped change the idea from all of the monies going to cities like New York, and he wrote a pamphlet called The Arts in the Small Community, a national plan. And this is in the 60s, and he really wanted to continue the idea of the Wisconsin idea of reaching out between the university and other parts of the state and to share information and knowledge. And so Wisconsin has been one of the leaders when it comes to supporting arts projects in rural areas. However, nationally right now, we're ranked at the bottom when it comes to how much money we spend on arts per person.
And that's at the state level.
That's at the state level. That's at the state level.
And this effort wasn't just bringing money to smaller towns and rural communities. This was also telling them how to use it, how to harness, I guess, the power of the arts and humanities and economic development. Is that right?
Yes, and even a recent study in 2005 showed that 15,000 jobs are created through the arts in Wisconsin, and that you can even break that down by some counties. I think it's a combination of things to support arts, and the public funding of arts is important because it allows organizations to get more funding from other people, organizations, entities, and so. The seed money is one way of looking at it. The amount that the state gives out to these smaller projects has a bigger impact than, say, the $2,000 grant specifically.
So they can kind of leverage that federal and or state money to get, I guess, private donations and other fundraising.
Exactly.
Grants, I imagine, too.
Exactly, exactly. Matching grants, that's what happened with the Madison Central Library. The Bubbler program, which is the arts program, started with a $25,000 grant. A federal grant, and then it was matched by a local one. They no longer use that grant, but again, it was important seed money to get that project off the ground.
Talking to Liz DiNovella about arts and humanities funding, possible cuts coming at the federal level to the National Endowments for the Arts and for the Humanities, looking at what that would mean here in Wisconsin. Liz, over time, what's been the trend in federal and state art funding?
Well, over time, I mean, you can go back and look when the arts program started in 1965. And again, you have Wisconsin playing this important role in supporting arts in rural areas. And now the first big change came in the 90s. That's when the NEA and the NEH were really cut by Newt Gingrich and the Republicans, who were the majority in office at the time. There, you know, Ronald Reagan talked about cutting the NEA, but he actually did not cut it. And at the end of his term, they were actually at historic highs, the budgets for the NEA and NEH. And so you had in the 90s, you had some deep cuts. And then after the Great Recession, recently, you have this huge decrease in funding. So overall, national funding for the arts through the NEA and NEH is less than 1% of the total budget. And what we will see, though, with these cuts is that there's really not much more to cut, because these budgets have shrank enormously especially over the last 10 years with the recession.
And now, looking back over the past decade, sometimes when there was a debate over federal arts funding, there was some kind of a controversial art piece that had some element of federal funding. That's not really, those examples aren't representative, it sounds like, of what most of what the NEA and NEH are actually doing.
No, and that was, really Jesse Helms going, for Robert Mapplethorpe in 1989. And I feel like those issues sort of become a distraction to what happens to, like, in a state here in Wisconsin. Wisconsin gives 14 cents per capita for the arts, and the state of Minnesota does $5.50, just to show, like, the disparate amounts. And so what I think what could happen is that it isn't about controversial works that are going to get affected. I think what you are going to see are just smaller, more interesting things not happen, because smaller groups will not get seed money, and that lack of investment will make it even more hard for them, more difficult for them to get more support, funding, pledges from outside sources, including charitable grants or individuals.
So what do we lose as a state, as a culture in Wisconsin, if some of those smaller projects fall by the wayside without that federal funding?
We're seeing it now, in the sense that the arts budget in Wisconsin has dropped dramatically since the year 2000. And in fact, in 2011, Governor Scott Walker proposed dissolving the agency in total and putting it into the Department of Tourism. And the state of Kansas actually got rid of their arts board, but they eventually bring it back. So I don't know if we're going to see a complete, it's too early in the game to see how it's going to shake out. But what I think you won't see the little sort of programs that got support, such as there were some great projects, money for an art summer camp at Shell Lake. They had residencies at Oneida Nations Reservation near Green Bay. There were preservation projects at the Heritage Center in Superior. And so you're going to see the smaller projects, I think, getting less support. But I think a place like Madison will, so we have more of the same but fewer interesting ideas.
Now, this is a proposal. This is a budget model that it sounds like the Trump administration is going to look at. Are we seeing pushback already to the idea of cutting the NEA and the NEH?
Oh, yeah, there's because the NEH and NEA are federal agencies, they cannot lobby on their behalf. And so there are several organizations that are lobbying on their behalf, including Penn, the American Alliance of Museums, Americans for the Arts, and the Federation of State Humanity Councils. And so they've been doing legislative efforts. And here in Wisconsin, Wisconsin Arts had a legislative day yesterday, pushing for bills that could support arts and the role that it plays, not just in our culture, but in our economy.
We'll leave it there for now. Liz, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Liz DiNovella, cultural critic and digital reporter based in Madison. She was with us to talk about the potential elimination of the National Endowments for the Arts and Humanities, the effect those changes could have here in Wisconsin.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.